Now, tracking out more in terms of adjuvant therapy for the patient with an ER-positive tumor, let's focus on the woman who has a HER2-negative tumor, and particularly the very common situation of a patient who has a node-negative tumor. A lot of women like that are presenting because of mammography. And then the issue comes up, they're going to get hormonal therapy, but should chemotherapy be added in addition? Can you talk about how you make that decision and what your thoughts are about the Oncotype DX assay and trying to assist with that decision?
We are in a very unique situation in that, you know, we do detect cancers a lot earlier now with the advent of screening. And we do have a significant proportion of patients that are between 1 to 2 centimeters or even under 1 centimeter. We are node negative. We have a good tumor marker profile. They're low grade. They're ER, strongly estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor positive. So this is a whole arena that we need to think about very carefully. I think in my very simplistic way, patients who are ER positive, node negative, I look at tumor size. If it's less than 1 centimeter, most oncologists would consider those patients likely cured with endocrine therapy alone. It is the borderline greater than 1 centimeter cancer and perhaps other features like grade. And they are a very difficult patient population to consider what best therapy is for them. Studies have been done that show that women are willing to undergo chemotherapy for 1% to 2% benefit in terms of cure rate. So in these patients should be offered chemotherapy. It would be great if we could actually have a better test to see whether or not how accurate her risk of distant relapse is. The Oncotype DX is an assay which is now FDA approved. It was based on 21 genes, of which 16 are cancer-related genes. These genes have been studied extensively over the past 20, 30 years. They include genes in the estrogen receptor group, the progesterone receptor group, the HER2 group, proliferation, invasion. And they have put together this set of genes with a unique algorithm to calculate a woman's risk of distant relapse. And the woman's risk of distant relapse is broken into 3 very simple groups: those at low risk of recurrence, intermediate risk of recurrence, and high risk of recurrence. And so there is a study in the adjuvant setting that will look at patients who are node negative, ER positive, dividing them into 3 groups. The low risk group will receive endocrine therapy alone. The high risk group will receive endocrine therapy plus chemotherapy. In the intermediate group, which is the group we struggle most with, the patients will be randomized to receive chemotherapy or not. And this will tell us whether or not we can use a test like this, the Oncotype DX, a form of genotyping, to better assess the individual risk of distant relapse.
Are you yourself using the test in your clinical practice?
I use it. I think, as we earlier alluded to, the biomarkers that we basically rely on very heavily, which is ER, PR, HER2, is notoriously discordant between centers. The Oncotype DX is a very good way of unifying these tests in a clear approved lab that is, you know, FDA approved. So the quantitation of these assays for something that we use routinely is well done. So for that reason alone, I believe it has a role to play. I do send it off for patients that I'm struggling with as to whether or not they would benefit from chemotherapy. A typical example would be a woman who is maybe slightly older, 60, 65, who has maybe a 1.2 centimeter cancer, who is grade 2. And an ER is positive, maybe a PGR is negative. And so there's a little bit of conflict within me whether or not she'll benefit from chemotherapy. So there definitely are instances which I've sent it off. And patients like it because you have apparently a very precise measurement of the chance of distant recurrence, and they like that.
You know, it's interesting too, the issue of whether or not ER-positive tumors are sensitive or as sensitive to chemotherapy as ER-negative tumors. And yet, in this situation, by using the Oncotype, you can identify a group of women with ER-positive tumors who have 75% reduction in relapse rate with chemotherapy.
Yes.
Is that your read on the data?
All our molecular classification of breast cancer is going to change. So within the ER group, there are going to be different types of breast cancer. PGR is another rough indicator of a different type of steroid receptor hormone-sensitive tumors. And HER2-positive steroid receptor hormone-positive cancers are again different. So I think that our understanding at the moment is quite limited. And we need to basically have a better understanding of the molecular subtypes of breast cancer and how they individually respond to the different therapies. So I agree with you. In the ER group, is the HER2 group the one that responds to chemotherapy? I don't think we know any of that. But the Oncotype DX is a nice essay because it puts all of them together in an easily understandable manner.